Hare Krishna. So, we are reading from Canto 4, Chapter 27, entitled Attack by Chandavag on the City of Ranjan, Text 30th. May the people be happy. Prajjuro Vyam Mama Bhrata Tum
Cha
me
bhagini
bhava charamya
ubhabhyam
loke
asmin
avyakto bhima sainikah prajjuroyam mama bhrata Translation, the king of Yavanas continued, here is my brother Prajwar. I now accept you as my sister. I shall employ both of you as well as my dangerous soldiers to act imperceptibly within this world. Purport, Kalkanya was sent by Narad Muni to Yavan Raj so that she might become his wife. But instead of accepting her as his wife, Yavan Raja accepted her as his sister. Those who do not follow the Vedic principles are unrestricted as far as sex life is concerned. Consequently, they sometimes do not hesitate to have sex with their sisters. In this age of Kali, there are many instances of such incest. Although Yavan Raj accepted the request of Narad Muni to show respect to him, he was nonetheless thinking of illicit sex. This was due to his being the king of the Yavanas and Malechas. The word Prajwara is very significant, for it means the fever sent by Lord Vishnu. Such a fever is always set at 107 degrees. The temperature at which a man dies. Thus the king of the Malechas and Yavanas requested the daughter of time, Kalkanya, to become a sister. There was no need to ask her to become his wife, for the Yavanas and Malechas do not make distinctions as far as sex life is concerned. Thus one may outwardly be a sister, mother or daughter and still have sex. Yavan Raja's brother was Prajwar and Kalkanya was invalidity itself. Combined and strengthened by the soldiers of Yavan Raj, namely non-hygienic conditions, illicit sex and ultimately a high degree of temperature to bring on death, they would be able to smash the materialistic way of life. In this connection, it is significant that Narada was immune to the attack of Jara or invalidity. And similarly, Jara or destructive force cannot attack any follower of Narad Muni or a pure Vaishnava.
ॐ ज्ञानञ्जनाय चक्षुर्मिलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यनामभीष्टं स्थापितं येन मोदते स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सगणारघुनाथं युतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणार्पिता श्रीशाकान्विताश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जयापते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधाकान्ता नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गोपाली राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी कृष्णपादसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चाल्पतनुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यो च परिवानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णाभीष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिने नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे भवनवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्दरवाणी पश्चात्यदेशधारिणे हे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैताधार श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा
हरे
कृष्णा सो वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू बी हियर with all of you. Maliman Mahaprabhu Mahaprasad Mandir. While I was doing my Master Degree project in the year 2002, I did another project of reading Prabhupada biographies. Whichever books were available during that time, I would daily take out 2 to 3 hours to go through the biographies of Prabhupada, and I read The Great Transcendental Adventure. It's by Kurma Prabhupada. So that was my first introduction to Prabhupada's preaching in Australia, Sydney, Melbourne, other places. And he's establishing the readings over here. So, I read that in 2002, and now in 2020, I have the opportunity to visit and take the darshan. I have seen the photos of the Lord, heard about it. So now, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, I have the opportunity to visit. I want to express my gratitude to His Grace Anirudh Prabhu and Parvati Chintarupa Mataji also, that they have invited us here. will be conducting the Devodi Care course starting from tomorrow. So we will briefly discuss some of the aspects from this verse and chapter in general. This is an allegorical story being narrated by Narada Muni to King Puranjan. This body is considered as a pura city, and every the living entity stays in this body with the desire to enjoy the city of nine gates. But by the force of time, Chandavega, the word has been used, Chandavega. Chanda means actually prachanda. Prachanda means that the vega or the force which no one can check. Irresistible force is Chandavega or Prachandavega. So the force of the time is actually irresistible in this world. No one can check the force of time. So we usually understand when we talk of time, we think in terms of years, months, weeks, days, hours, seconds, the time. But Srimad Bhagavatam gives us quite interesting insight into the time factor of the Lord. The Kala, the time is described as Kala. And this Kala has been described as avyakta. Here also the word avyakta is used, imperceptible. How the time passes away is quite imperceptible. We don't really realize how the time just slips away, and with every passing of the day and the night, the time imperceptibly is stealing away the duration of our life. So the avyakt word has been used, imperceptible. And there is no greater force than the time in this world. Kalo, Baliyan, Balina. So the Srimad Bhagavatam described that amongst all the great powerful people, great conquerors who have existed, the Kal has been the greatest conqueror. Everyone has been finally been conquered by the time factor of the Lord. Many conquerors, but ultimately in due course of time they are destroyed. So the Kal is the greatest, the strongest force, is the greatest conqueror. And in due course of time, by the imperceptible force of time, everyone becomes old and invalid. That is Kala Kanya, described as allegorical story. The old age comes. But here in Prabhupada, very beautifully he writes, so that and it produces fear. So by the effect of the time, the body, which is maybe very strong and beautiful, that body gradually deteriorates. This deterioration process has been described by King Kulshekhara, where he says, Shariram Parinama Keshagam Patanti Vashyam Shatasandhi Jaljaram. He says, this body may be very strong and beautiful, Idam Shariram Parinama Keshagam, but it will transform by the imperceptible, the flow of the time. The body will transform. Idam Shariram Parinam Peshanam Patante Vashyam. This body will fall flat one day. And before that, Shat Sandhi Jarjaram. There are many joints in the body. If you ask someone, if someone has a problem in walking, the person may say that I have a joint pain. Usually we refer joint pain to the knee joint. But there are so many joints in the body. Shatasandhi, there are hundreds and thousands of joints. So in Kulshekhar is saying, before body falls flat, all the joints will become stiff. All the joints will become stiff. Shatsandhi jal jaram. Then one may say, but the medical science has made a great progress. So we can still have some medication. There is now joint replacements also. Many medical science are advanced. To that King Kulushekhar replies, Kim Aushadham Prichasi Mood Durmate. Said, what medicine are you talking of? Nothing is going to ultimately work. King Kulushekhar used very strong language. Kim Aushadham. What medicine are you searching for? Mood Durmate, oh foolish person. Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Pibha. And Prabhupada answered this as, please drink the supreme medicine, that is Krishna elixir. So, Krishna Rasayanam Pibha. Please drink the supreme medicine of the holy names of the Lord. So, the Lord's name has been described as Amrita, nectar, Amrita. This world is the place of death, Mrityulok. And this medicine of the Lord's name, Amrita, gives us eternal life. So, herein Prabhupada writes that the material world, by the flow of the time, a person becomes old and invalid, and then there is a lot of fear. It's quite a fearful situation. Because ordinarily everyone has practiced the way of sense enjoyment. Everyone has lived a life of enjoyment, and that enjoyment is not available when the body doesn't support. Then what do you do? We have no other way of living, no alternatives. So it produces a lot of fear. So the old age, the fear brought about by the imperceptible flow of time is a characteristic which everyone goes through, the typical characteristic of this material world. But Prabhupada writes that Narad Muni is immune to this attack. Narad Muni is immune to this attack. And the followers of Narad Muni also are immune. We say, what does that mean? Okay, Narad Muni has a transcendental body, he remains always youthful. But with the followers of Narad Muni, they are also free, Prabhupada says, from all this attack. So, will the devotees not become old? Will they not become invalid? Even the devotees may become old, but they actually still remain young. Therefore, sometimes we ask the devotees, how young are you on their birthday? Instead of asking, how old are you? So, devotees grow younger and younger because the enthusiasm to serve Krishna keeps on increasing. You can see how Prabhupada began this movement at the age of 70 and preached with such energy. When Prabhupada would take a walk, even all the young people would actually struggle to catch up with him. And the amount of energy and Prabhupada displayed just beyond the beyond anyone's comprehension, and defeating the limitation of the time. You can see the time has actually no effect. So in this way, Shrimad Bhagavatam Shukadeva Goswami also described in the second canto. Ayur harati vaikunsam udyanastam jayan naso tasya aditesha namrita uttam shloka vartaya. So, Ayur Harti Vaikum Sam, the rising and setting of the sun, steals away the duration of life. But there is an exception made over here. Tasya Adhid, Shanam Mid, those who glorify the Supreme Lord, from them the life has not been stolen away, because they are coming closer to eternal life. So the devotees are actually, devotees don't die. as what you know, Thakur would say, a devotee dies to live. Devotees die to live. So the devotees are coming closer to eternal life. So we have such a rare opportunity by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Such a rare opportunity. This just a very short duration of life. Just in a very short duration of life, by taking to this process of Krishna consciousness, we can perfect. Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur used to say that let this body wear away while chanting the names of the Lord, while serving the Lord, while glorifying the Lord. Because actually we don't have, the life is actually short. The time just quickly passes away. When we just remember why in college days, but 2 decades have passed. And it just doesn't look like 2 decades have passed. In the field, just some time back. We see the children, they're small, and just in some time they'll be in college. And then they'll be in the corporate world, or they'll be working. So I just saw this child, small, running around in the temple hall, and now he's working. Getting married. So the time quickly goes away. The time goes away very fast. So as much as possible, to the degree, we should utilize this time in glorification of the Lord. Glorifying the Lord and also spreading the Lord's glorification, giving others the opportunity. So the fear, which is a typical characteristic, bhaya, which is brought about the time, by the time factor, is overcome by the devotees. We have seen so many devotees who could be actually fearless in the face of even death. Starting with Prabhupada himself, he was not at all afraid, don't speak of being afraid. He was boldly facing, and actually Krishna comes in the form of death to the devotees and takes his devotees back home. So by taking up this process, one becomes fearless, which is not possible. But I see that when we were flying to Australia, the devotees asked, do you have the travel insurance? Do you have the health insurance? And so there are many kind of insurance that needs to be done. We have not done any insurance previously during the travel, but this is because of fear we do not have insurance, because something may go wrong. But Krishna consciousness is such a biggest insurance. And we don't have to pay any premium, we get a lot of Mahaprasad in return. We are getting something and also getting the insurance, and the highest insurance of eternal life. It's not a small thing. The insurance of being fearless towards the end of the life. When you depart, devotee would be totally fearless. Which insurance company can give that kind of insurance that we grant you fearlessness at the time you quit the body? They may give some medicine or medical treatment, they facilitate. But by the mercy of Prabhupada, we have the insurance of fearlessness. And therefore, Prabhupada's own name was Abhaya Charan Aravind. Abhaya. Abhaya is fearlessness. So by taking shelter, one who has taken shelter of the Lord, who is free, and who is fearless, in that shelter. Apannaha samsitim ghoram yatnam vishato grahan tato sadhya vibhuchetra vidvibheti svayam bhayam. Apannaha samsitim ghoram. This material world has been described as a very fearful place, very dangerous place. Papanna, some supreme guru. And in this place which is very, it is filled with so many fearful situations, anyone who chants the name of the Lord, Yad Naam Vibhushu Grahanti, by chanting the name of the Lord, Tata Sandhyo Vibhucheta Yad Vibheti Swayam Bhayam. So, just by chanting the name of the Lord, a person is delivered from the terrible fear which the material existence causes. And Yad Vibheti Swayam Bhayam, even the fear personified is fearful of the Supreme Lord, the holy names. So, in Mumbai we have one sweet shop called as M.M. Mithai Wala. M.M. So, but actually the devotees relish the true sweetness of Mahamantra, right? M.M. Mithai Wala. So that the true sweet is Mahamantra of the Lord. Srila Bilmangal Thakur, he says, Jihive rasagye madhura priyatvam satyam hitam tvam paramam vadami avarnayeta madhurakshanani govinda damodara madhaveti. He says, Jihive rasagye madhura priyatvam. Bilmangal Thakur is addressing his own tongue. Jive rasagya, oh my tongue, you are rasagya. Srimad Bhagavatam also uses this word rasagya. Rasa means mellow. Gya means one who knows how to taste various mellows, various tastes. Rasagya, om trippetu, Srimad Bhagavatam uses the word. One who understands the mellows, how can that person be satiated by hearing a chanting about the glory of the Lord? So jive rasadhyaya, the tongue is a great rasadhyaya, the knower of various kind of mellows. We know what is the best thing, in which season, what are all the various delicacies. So jive rasadhyaya, and specially he says madhura priyatvam. The sweets are very dear to you. You really like to taste sweets. Jive rasagye madhura priyatam satya jitam tvam paramam vadami. I want to tell you something. The supreme truth, satyam param tvam paramam vadami. This is supreme truth for your benefit. O my tongue, avarnayeta madhurakshanani. Please chant the name of the Lord and try to taste its sweetness. Avarnayeta madhurakshanani govinda damodara madhaveti. And then he recites the name of the Lord. O my tongue, please chant this holy name. Govinda damodara madhaveti. So, in this way, by chanting the name of the Lord, by tasting his sweetness, we can actually overcome the lower phase of self-identification in this material world. So we see that how Prabhupada, he had such faith in chanting the holy name of the Lord. One of the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Vrindavana vaisayata Vaishnava mandal Krishna nama parayana paramamandal. So I'm just speaking something about the holy name of the Lord, being inspired by a very enthusiastic Guru Puja led by Hidurvyas Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj. And I see the devotees here as a great enthusiasm to chant the holy name of the Lord and honor Mahaprasad. So, inspired by that and speaking something about the glories of the Lord's holy names. Vrindavan vaisayat vaishnava mandal Krishna naam parayan paramamangal. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described that in Vrindavan there reside many great Vaishnavas. And they all are Krishna Naam Parayan. Addicted Naam Parayan. Srimad Bhagavatam uses this word Vasudeva Parayan, Narayan Parayan, who is totally dedicated to Lord Vasudeva, Lord Narayan. Krishna Naam Parayan, dedicated or addicted to chanting the names of the Lord. So in Vrindavan, the Vaishnavas who were residing at that point of time, Kaviraj Goswami is describing that they all were Krishna Naam Parayan, dedicated, addicted to chanting the holy name of the Lord. And therefore, they were all supremely auspicious for the holy world. And Prabhupada also was a Brajavasi, resident of Vrindavan. And he was also had the same similar characteristic, Krishna Naam Parayana. Dedicated, addicted to chanting the holy name of the Lord and passing on that legacy to all his followers. Even when Prabhupada's sannyas initiation was going on, the Brahmanas who were conducting the sacrifice during Prabhupada's sannyas initiation, they were chanting various mantras, sannyas mantras during the yajna. And there were other devotees who were chanting the Lord's holy name, the Maha Mantra. So the person conducting the sacrifice, he would tell us, chant softly. He was getting interrupted, not able to focus on his mantras. And Prabhupada would encourage them to chant very loudly. chant loudly. So he showed that he has a greater faith in chanting of the Lord's holy names. I would just like to read one small pastime. This is directed by Nandakumar Prabhu, who was Prabhupada's personal servant at certain point of time. So Nandakumar Prabhu is narrating. It was the first time I had ever missed chanting 16 rounds. I had completed 14 and was so tired, I rationalized that it was better to take rest and make them up the next day, as we had been told we could do. When I went into Srila Prabhupada's room early the next morning, the first thing His Divine Grace said to me was, "So, are you chanting all your rounds?" As always, He knew everything without requiring any outside information. I told Him about missing 2 rounds the previous day and that I was going to make up this day, that today I will make up for that. Srila Prabhupada said, "When you are regularly chanting 16 rounds, it is like a young child learning to walk with the help of the mother. Because the mother is holding the child's hand. When the child starts to fall, the mother holds them up and they don't actually fall. It is the same with chanting. If you are completing 16 rounds and start to fall, Krishna will hold it. He will hold you and will not allow you to fall. Then with his eyes open very wide and a transcendental move of his hand back and forth in front of his face, His Divine Grace said, 'However, if you are not chanting at least 16 rounds every day, your whereabouts are unknown. No longer you are holding the hands of Krishna, and you will definitely fall down.'" So in this beautiful exchange, a beautiful instruction, Prabhupada is describing that our relationship with spiritual master, with Krishna, is through the sincere chanting of our rounds. we are chanting 16 rounds, striving to chant as intently as possible. Krishna is holding our hands. He is there, we are under his loving protection. And if we miss that, then Krishna is no longer holding our hands, then we are on our own. And that will become a very fearful situation. So, in this way, at another time, Prabhupada said the most important instruction of the spiritual master to disciple is that regularly chant, to daily chant 16 rounds. That is the most important instruction. The most important service of every disciple to one spiritual master is to chant 16 rounds. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
To all of you for having this opportunity of your association. Especially I am very grateful to His Grace Aniruddha Prabhu and His Chinta Rupa Mataji who have invited us here. And also grateful to His Holiness Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj who had the opportunity during this visit of His association. I will just request the senior devotees like to comment or add insights. So,
I have a point of correction.
Yeah, please, Paras, I'll be very happy.
Speaking to Puranjas.
Turn in the microphone.
That he was speaking to King Prachini Bahisar about King Puranjas.
You made a step up, it wasn't a serious mistake. I just thought we'd better mention it. You said Narad Muni was speaking to King Puranjan.
Oh, sir,
he was speaking to King Prachini Bahisar.
Yes.
About King Puranjan.
Right, right. Thank you. So, the board would like to share anything? Yes, sir.
You want to tell us something about Praja? Praja? And 17 temperature, how it affects the body?
Hare Krishna, well, I'm not exactly from a medical background. I do not have much technical information about the prajwala. Just Prabhupada mentions here that this prajwala is a fever sent by Lord Vishnu. And at the time of death, one is tormented by this high fever. And then one gives up one's body. So I don't have any further information about that.
He's a spiritual doctor, congregation spiritual doctor.
Okay. Maybe you can share some more insights. I'm happy to hear from you. Any Vaishnavis like to share something? Fine, we'll go over here. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam
Ki Jai,
Srila Prabhupada
Ki Jai,
Gantra Yagot Devan
Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much.